Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, February 17th, 2021. Of Great Worth in the Gardener's Eyes. This week's blog is an excerpt from my latest book, A Companion Devotional to the Master's Garden, A 30-Day Walk Through the Master's Garden. The Master's Garden is an allegory of abiding in Christ the Vine, set in Plantasia, a fantasy world where plants can think, see, hear, and speak. It's about a spindly rose called New Dawn, who longs to be more than she is. This companion devotional contains quotes directly from the allegory. So without any further ado, here we go. Day 4. Of Great Worth in the Gardener's Eyes. New Dawn said in Chapter 4, "Oh, I am such a high-maintenance plant. Why in the world would you ever continue to care for this pathetic specimen of a rose? I am good for nothing. You ought to just throw me under the compost pile." I wanted a large and beautiful garden, one that I could easily maintain and enjoy. But it takes a lot of time and effort to properly care for all those plants. I avoided those that were problematic, like boxwoods and roses. I certainly didn't want to spray all that stinky stuff, as New Dawn would put it. I also didn't grow too many plants that needed a lot of attention, like mums, which require much pruning, fertilizing, and frequent dividing in order to thrive and produce a floriferous mound of color in the fall. I even got rid of plants which developed problems that I couldn't control after a few attempts. Simply put, the amount of pleasure the plants brought me had to be worth the effort I invested. I am so glad our master gardener isn't that way. He cares even for those who are high maintenance, like this highly emotional rose. I used to think, why would God bother with someone like me? I'm just a nobody. For most of my life, I felt inadequate, insecure, and worthless. My root problem was the place in which I was looking for significance and value. I thought my value was wrapped up in my performance or what others thought of me. In and of myself, I am a nobody, but in God's eyes, I am a somebody, somebody that He loves and can use. I have value, extreme value, in His sight. Over and over, the Lord has been trying to help me see that I am precious to Him. As the Master Gardener said to New Dawn in Chapter 4 and Chapter 12, "First of all, New Dawn, you are not pathetic to me. But listen carefully. You did not earn the right to become one of my plants. I chose you because I want you to be with me. I am so glad you agreed to be mine. Although you are not worthy, you are not worthless. You are precious to me, and I highly value you. My special rose, I love you for you, not for what you do." The psalmist said in Psalm 8, 3-4, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." Psalm 139, 6. This truth is so astounding that I cannot wrap my mind around it. But it is the truth, and God wants us all to know it, not just in our heads, but coursing up and down our innermost stems. How does God show us this truth? He took the punishment we deserved. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." He tells us repeatedly in His word, "And how much more valuable you are than birds," Luke 12:24. "You were bought at a price. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Our value is found in who God says we are, not in who we think we are. We are His precious children, greatly loved and cherished. He also uses people and circumstances to show that He cares, and He chooses us. Deuteronomy 7:6 says, "The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for Himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth." In Ephesians 1:4, "For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight." Jenny, the obedient plant in chapter 5, said to New Dawn, "You know, He didn't have to rescue you, but He wanted to." Unlike this gardener, the master gardener cares for each of his plants, even those who are high maintenance and problematic. We are each significant to Him. He has the time, power, know-how, and willingness to properly take care of each and every one of us. I don't understand it, but He thought we were worth the effort and the price of His Son. Chip Ingram says, "An object's value is always determined by the price paid for it. The value of God's payment for us tells us how much we are worth to Him. We are worth the life of His Son." Tending your own garden. Do you feel like you are high maintenance? Meditate on the verses found in the text and the fact that although you are not worthy, you are not worthless. Secondly, accepting this vital truth is more difficult for some than others, and it's a lifelong process. Ask God to help you accept these freeing truths into your innermost being. A quote from chapter 8. Gradually, New Dawn's trust in the gardener grew. She was beginning to understand who she truly was in the vine, highly valued and loved by the gardener. So, my friends, I hope you will visit our new online store and support this ministry. As my appreciation, use the code in the text and get $2 off any book in the Master's Garden series in our store.